Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 73rd edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today, to participate also at International Critics Week, we have Bradley Liu and Pepe Smith, the muse and the protagonist of Singing in Graveyard. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. That's pretty much a film about rock and roll, but there's so much more into that. It's a beautiful elegy and almost like a big journey into dream, non-dream, memory, past and present. The actual writing, you know, like how it all developed, you know, from the page and then of course what we see in the film.
I think this story is it's all about Pepe himself. So when we started writing about Pepe, it was more about our memories of Pepe, how we think about Pepe, how I had a relationship with, like, you know, kind of this grandfather grandson relationship to a certain extent. Just basically our time hanging out together, and then from there it's just this imaginary person in my head, and then we kind of wrote around that. But when we got to set, everything was him. Everything is, there's this like point A, point B, point C, and Pepe is just filling in the, you know, drawing the lines together.
And Pepe, how Bertrand actually got in touch with you and proposed the whole idea? How did it all start?
I was here to ask that. We just jammed it all, and it's about two guys in one outfit, something like that.
Yeah.
And both of them are killing each other, you know, to wipe them out, you know. And what happened was, there's me, and then there's another guy who's also me, and this other guy is trying to outdo the other guy, you know, and it's both me, right? And I didn't know what I was doing, you know. Wow, this is a trip. Me against me, and then him against him, you know. It was a gas.
I bet you exactly knew that this was happening, and you just used
it.
But so yeah, it was, I guess it was a sort of day by day adventure on set, or I was like just...
Yeah, we shot everything almost chronologically.
All right, okay.
So every time Pepe did a scene, like especially if in the beginning of the scene he does some moves before he goes on stage, and towards the end of the shoot there's another scene later on in the film and he remembered he did certain kind of moves, and then he's kind of replicating this in the later scenes in the film. So it was almost like he's living the entire journey as well.
And it was incredibly interesting and fascinating, the idea between rock star and then the reality between rock stars. So like the sort of the symbol of rock and not the symbol of what actually happens right now in rock and roll. So I loved, you know, your figure as a sort of the binary thing between the two.
Well, it was hard doing that because, you know, like, am I outdoing myself or is it him outdoing me?
Yeah.
And so it was just like, when I'm on stage, I own the world, you know. When I'm off stage, the world owns me. That's why I was dumbfounded, you know. Which of them is me, you know. Who am I? Who is it, you know? And it turned out it's both me. And so, this is rock and roll.
And for you, Bradley, then, I know, I'm actually very glad that I have the production designers here, because it's really, it was just a dream, you know, it was somebody else's dream, but they also could, you know, relate to me, and their environment really helps, really makes me, although, you know, I've never been into those places, but it was almost a universal and yet very typical thing. for the production, of course, you know, to talk with the crew, even with the DOP, because the images mm-hmm. really are functioning for that. Mm-hmm. How was the whole teamwork together? You know, you planned it day by day, or everything was, you know, it was really set on your mind, and then therefore you could talk to them very clearly. How was it?
I guess it's a lot of trust. I mean, when we, I guess us as a crew, we go to a location and then we say, okay, this is the location. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the crew comes in, and then the production designers come in, the DP comes in, and then he decides, okay, I think we can suggest we can do this, and we can do this, we can do that. And for me, it's more like, you know, listening to what they say and just agreeing, because they really know what's best for the film. And they all understand what the story is about, where we're coming from, what we're trying to do, how we're trying to portray Pepe, both the rock star and Pepe,
yeah,
the person.
I remember there was a scene I asked him.
Yeah.
Which is which? Who am I here? You know, like, should I be him or him?
Exactly. Yeah. Because there are some scenes where it's the rock star and the whole design changes.
Yeah. Sure.
And when it's the impersonator, everything changes as well.
Yeah. I was imposing on me, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I had a grand time because he wrote it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way to do it, man. You know, like, do it, do the best.
Just do,
do the best you can.
And I'm pretty sure you did very well, because you're here in Venice. Not bad, guys.
Not bad.
I'm happy, you know. Like, first time here, and. I'm saying, well, how many days?
He's only here for the premiere.
Yeah, Manila, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, but, you know, I was about to cancel it.
No, you should be here. It's going to be a ride. I know.
Well, I'm here.
Good for us that we have the interview as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, rock and roll.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Come see the film.
No, yeah, of course. Come all in Venice right now. And this is Fred from Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.